Exclusive coalition launches six-figure ad hitting Democrat Durbin as Trump's number one enemy. By Wendell Hasebo on January 16, 2025. The Electronic Payments Coalition, EPC, will launch a nationwide six-figure ad targeting Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, as President-elect Donald Trump's number one enemy. EPC will attack Durbin due to his support of a measure that EPC says benefits big business and hurts the value American workers derive from rewards and many other benefits. The ad, set to air on Inauguration Day, slams Durbin as Donald Trump's number one enemy in Congress for supporting a scheme that props up a government takeover of your credit card. Consumers have thousands of choices and credit cards, all with equal, strong security. But Durbin's plan is less competition and less security. And that means more risk for your credit and your identity, the ad says. Tell Republicans in Congress to stop Dick Durbin's takeover of your credit card before it's too late. Durbin is an entrenched establishment Democrat who voted against Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett, against Trump's tax cut bill in 2017, and to convict Trump in both Senate impeachment trials. Durbin also opposes Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and Kash Patel, Trump's nominee for FBI Director. The president-elect wants to replace his own appointee with an unqualified loyalist, Durbin said. The Senate should reject this unprecedented effort to weaponize the FBI for the campaign of retribution that Donald Trump has promised. Richard Hunt, executive chairman of EPC, told Breitbart News that Durbin's bill is bad news for the American worker. This government takeover of your credit card will hurt small businesses and jeopardize fraud protections and data security just so the largest corporate megastores, and some of Senator Durbin's largest donors, can make more money, he said. The EU tried government price controls on credit cards with disastrous results, he added. Congress should not take economic policy ideas from Europe. EPC gave $1 million to the committee, Breitbart News learned Tuesday. The group's members include Visa and Chase. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.